Hey, hey, and welcome to Daddy Mojo. It's the podcast where we'll talk about parenting, all-age comic books, toys, and more. Now, here's your host, Trey Burley.
Hey, it's Trey with Daddy Mojo, and welcome to the podcast for the brand new all-age comic books for the week of February 15th, 2017. This week, fabulous comics include some new superheroes, one that I'm calling Baby Soups, two cool teen titles that are in the action genre. We're going to explain some Archie for you and a new book all about mutts. It's this week on the podcast. First off, let's take a listen to some of the music you hear in the background. It's from The Owl. It's new recordings from them. And The Owl, it's a solo music project from composer and pianist Daria Shakova. She is from Siberia, and the music kind of reflects that. This is a release called Fairy Forest, and I love it. It's kind of my go-to music when I work and study here at home, and my wife is in the background saying, could you put on something cheerier? But this is really cheery stuff, and it really reeks of Siberia. I traveled through there once on the train, and it's neat. Dig the music over at Free Music Archives. Follow the link in the website, and it will magically take you there. Magically. In Humor Comics, let us talk about Archie and Riverdale. Are you watching television? Are you watching the TV show on CW with Archie, with Riverdale, self-entitled? I'm watching some of it. It's darker than what some folks may remember or know of Archie, Jughead, and those folks. And that is kind of, that's the top of the aged iceberg in Archie. We're talking three Archies this week. And that is the older Archie. That's the television Archie I speak of. The younger Archie is Archie Digest, and that's the classic Archie that maybe it's got the same art from the 70s and the 80s. You'll see that in supermarket checkouts, usually a square digest, and it's full of color. That's going to be great for kids. Wow, six and up. And that's the classic Archie. The new Archie that's been causing so much waves that kind of set the stage for Riverdale, the television show, is this. It's Archie, number 17. This is the rebooted Archie from Archie Comics. Issue number 17 is out this week. And in this one, Cheryl Blossom is unleashed on Riverdale. She creates chaos. She's a musician. Chaos, fun, crazy things will happen. Why is this series good, and who is it going to appeal to? Well, it is a revamped version of Archie in the classic Riverdale, so it's much more modern than the Square Digest and the Archie that your parents grew up with, but it's not as aggressive as the television show. It's right in the sweet spot. So if you have a child, or if you are, say, ages 9 and up, you may like Archie and all of the Archie imprints that are on Archie Comics. And by that I mean the rebooted Archie, the Betty and Veronica reboot that's out there also on Archie Comics, the Jughead, and the other title that's out there. That may well appeal to you. This is a very good comic. The art is realistic, and I think you'll like it. I liked it. I still read it occasionally. It's not really my cup of tea, but it's gonna certainly appeal to girls more than boys aged 8, 9 up. Archie 17, out this week. This one really appeals to us on so many levels. Patrick McDonald. Patrick McDonald is the creator of Mutts. You know the comic strip Mutts? Oh, I love that strip and that series and his books. This is his latest book. It is a book that he partnered with for, here's a Daniel Ledinsky. Daniel Ledinsky is a poet. And the book is called Darling, I Love You. It's not going to be great for every reader. However, if you have a young reader that likes Mutts, the strip, the comic book strip, or that likes animals, this is going to be your cup of tea. Darling, I Love You, they're all new drawings, and they're set to the poems that Daniel Ledinsky wrote. So again, it's very different because it's going to be about, it's a poetry-oriented book, with the drawings of Patrick McDonald, the guy who does Mutts. So you've got all the classic Mutts characters in a format and in a setting they're not normally in. I mean, granted, when you see some of Patrick McDonald's books, they seem like poetry because they're so wonderful, and they really are wonderful. But it's not really poetry per se. This is a book that says, you know what, this is poetry, and it's Mutz, and it's there. And side note, Mutz and Patrick McDonald, his books, it's like Sandra Boynton's books in our house, in that we can't recycle them just because they provide so much joy over and over and over. Like the Mutz books that I have from 10 years ago, I still have. Really fabulous stuff. Also, Patrick McDonald, keep an eye out for him, because sometimes he makes an appearance at book festivals and is really, really a charming guy, especially if you work with an animal rescue organization. He'll partner up with that animal rescue organization when he's in that area, and a standout guy and a classic strip. It's Darling, I Love You, Poems from the Hearts of Mutz. It's brand new this week from Penguin Books. Hey, how did you hear about this podcast? If you would be so kind as to leave us a rating or maybe a comment or two in the referral service that brought you here, that'd be super, be it Stitcher, Podomatic, iTunes, Google Play, whatnot. That would be super, and we would certainly appreciate it and send you a kitten in the mail or the smell of bacon over the internet. One of the two, just let us know your preference. Batman, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Adventures. This is our comic book of the week. Are you reading this miniseries? Oh my goodness, this is a miniseries. Issue 4 of 6 is out this week, and it is utterly fabulous. It's a team-up between the two superheroes as well as IDW and DC Comics, and it is great because it's an all-ages superhero title that doesn't water down the action, the humor, or the drawing. Well, okay, it waters down the drawing just a little bit in that when you look at the Batman in this comic book, he's not drawn as realistic or as muscular, as adult-like as in the standalone Batman comic in DC Comics. This is more of a kid-friendly version, but it's not rounded art that's going to be like Thomas the Train or anything. Not that Thomas the Train has a comic book, because I wouldn't put it past him. This is going to be a great comic book for ages 5 and up. Literally, the violence is going to be on par with that age, and I say violence. Oh, there's violence? There's not really violence. It's action. It's superhero action, where you've got Michelangelo and Batman taking down Scarecrow and all sorts of other baddies who have come over from other places. That's all I'm going to say, because there are some twists in this comic, and I don't want to give them away. This is a great miniseries. Jump in now. This is issue 4, or collect all of them in about 3 months when they come out, but just see if your comic book store has the first 3 issues, because it is great, and you won't regret it. It's Batman Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Adventures, issue 4 of 6. It's out this week. Do you remember Muppet Babies? It was, I vaguely recall this because it was at a time when I didn't have kids and I was just kind of in college, and I saw commercials or something for this horrendous thing called Muppet Babies, and I was like, this is it. This is the end of creativity in pop culture. When Muppets start having babies, or when you see Kermit the Frog as a baby, this is it. We're just not thinking anymore, and we're getting lazy. I mention that because I can't help but think about Muppet Babies when this next comic book came on radar. It's called Super Sons. Super Sons, S-O-N-S. This is issue number 1 from DC Comics. Let your mind think for a second. Super Sons, who would have a son in the DCU? That would probably be Superman and Batman. Yes. They have a son. I didn't know that, but they do. Actually, I knew it. You just kind of hoped that they wouldn't have their own comic book. But some kids are going to like this. This is rated T for teen, and I don't think it's really a teen comic. I think it's going to skew for like maybe ages 9 and up. However, if you have a kid that wants to kind of be curious and get in on the ground floor of something that could be good, or it could be a train wreck, I'm not really sure. This is more of a, I'm letting you know this is out there this week. It's Super Sons, issue number 1. We'll take a look at it and kind of see what it is, but view at your risk. Muppet Babies, be warned, and Robin, if you have a son, it's off. I'm out! Oh, I should mention this. Another comic book that we really like is the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers Justice League team-up. That issue came out last week. However, this week, Mighty Morphin Power Rangers issue number 12. This is the standalone from Boom Studios. If you're into that miniseries with Justice League and the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, you may want to come over to Boom Studios and check out the Power Rangers on their home turf and their own standalone series. Issue 12 is out this week. It's really good and is much better than you think, especially if you're kind of fed up with some of the big box superheroes and you want to try something slightly independent. Check this out because it will meet your needs and you'll walk away happy. That issue is going to be great for, you know what, I'll say ages 9 and up. It's not really a teen comic, but it's not for super young kids, just because it's a little more realistic than the Justice League Mighty Morphin Power Rangers team up. That's what makes that so good. This week, another comic that's going to be great for that age range, say maybe even a little older, 11 and up, is this one. This is now a monthly series. And the art in this is gorgeous. It's Kong of Skull Island. It's from Boom Studios. You've got monsters. You've got people. You've got Kong versus Kong on Skull Island. What is not to like? Gorgeous stuff. And it's going to be great for ages, again, 11, maybe 12 and up, because it's going to feature some monster violence. And the action is going to be a little more realistic. That may scare some younger kids, or it may attract them because it's forbidden. If you're an adult, you'll love this, and you will say, where has this been all my life? And you'll say, oh my goodness, they're coming to movie theaters next month. Ooh, and it's a great comic book. You'll love it. Another series that's going to be great for 11 and 12 and up is this one, and it's ripped from the pages of wrestling, literally. WWE issue number 2 is out. When I was a kid, man, I loved wrestling. It was all Hulkamania. I grew up in the pinnacle of Hulkamania, and it was it, man. And I remember being like 8 and 9 watching wrestling, just going, this is it. It doesn't get any better than this. And, you know, you keep watching wrestling over the years. This is going to be a great comic book for ages 11 and 12 and up, just to be safe. However, you know your family better than me, and you know yourself better than me. If you're 8, 9, and you watch wrestling, and you get it, and you're like, you know what? I understand the way this works. Wink, wink, nodge, nodge. Where's my Geraldo chair? You older fans will get that. Then WWE is going to be good for that age range, too. However, you know what? If you're on the side of caution, 11, 12, jump in. And this is a fun series with a lot of action, and it's neat stuff. It's WWE. This is issue 2. Thanks for listening to the podcast. If you have any questions, please shoot us an email. It's Trey, T-R-E-Y, at daddymojo.net.
Thanks for listening to Daddy Mojo. Be sure to tune in next time. For more information on any of the things we talked about today, just check out the website, daddymojo.net, or hit us up at Daddy Mojo on social media.